This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Matthew chapter 24, verse 40, it says, "Then two men will be in the field. One will be taken, one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect." Hi, I'm Paul Esposito. I'm the host of WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Thank you for joining us here today, friends. You're going to hear the last part of this message taken from this text right here. We're going to open up right on that scripture. So we're kind of right in the middle of what I was teaching when I preached this a couple weeks ago. I'm comparing the Greek words here for taken and left. I've heard it taught poorly, I might add, that those that are taken in judgment. Those that are left behind are left behind in bliss. And we're looking at the Greek words here underlying this teaching. What is the Greek word here for taken? The word is paralambano, means to be received near. You'll find that word spoken of by the Lord Jesus in John chapter 14. That's where we're going to pick it up here. And the word left is the Greek word for divorce. So how one is taken in judgment and one is left behind in bliss is beyond me. That's where we're at here today. We're looking at this sermon here, the days of Noah. The Lord Jesus said, "As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be when I return." This is the last part of this message now, the days of Noah. I invite you out to Island Community Church. If you like messages like this, I invite you to come out to Island Sunday mornings at 10:30, Sunday nights at 6 o'clock. We're teaching through a series. I just started it now. Be ready always to give a defense for the hope that is in you. That's what we're looking at Sunday nights. But here today now is the last part of this message, the days of Noah.
"In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and I will receive you unto myself." It's paralambano. Receive you unto myself. To receive near. That's what this word means. One will be taken. One will be received near. Second word, aphiemi. Here are some definitions of this word. It means to forsake, to abandon, to leave behind. Funny too, it's the Greek word for divorce in the court of law. So just like the ark, in the days of Noah, two will be in the field. One will be received near, received under myself. Now, don't get mad at me, because that's what the word means. All pre-tribbers, don't believe this way, because this looks like this happens at toward the end of the tribulation. So most people don't interpret this way, but I'm just telling you what the word means. So you got to take it up with God. I'm reading to you the definitions, what these words mean. The one is taken is not taken in judgment. He's received near. The one that's left behind is divorced and has his divorce certificate. Let me encourage you. Jesus is the one in which you do not want to have irreconcilable differences with. That's not his will. The Bible says God was in Christ reconciling the world back to himself. He wants to reconcile you back to God the Father as well. He's done all the work. All you need to do is call on him. Listen to what he said in the Gospel of John. He said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believeth in him would not perish, but have eternal life. Now, back to this text here, in this imperative command here, verse 42. So I say that because I've read so many commentaries of people saying one is taken, one is left. One is taken in judgment. And one that's left is left for I don't know what. So then I go back and I read and I study what the words mean. And the first word means to be received near. And it's exactly the same thing Jesus said he was going to do when he comes back. I don't need to be misled by someone with a bunch of degrees on that. Word is clear on that. And the word for left, there's a slew of definitions. The word means to be forsaken and divorced and left behind and sit and here to rot. Not left behind in bliss, left behind in divorce. When this is, I don't know. Remember, he's not going in order anymore. He says, he who endures to the end will be saved. He stops going in order. Now we don't know where he's talking about in time when he talks about this. Verse 42, the imperative command. Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord is coming. But know this, if the goodman of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye also ready. Here's another command. Be ye also ready. For in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Here's a couple of quick points. Number one, we're commanded to watch. We would not be commanded to watch and be ready if the wicked were taken in judgment. These are the righteous that are taken. Everyone else is left behind. Hebrews 9:28, it says, so Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him, he will appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Number two, a thief steals valuables. Thieves do not break into a house and steal what is worthless. They don't come in for your Rice Krispies. They come in for your diamonds and jewels. Jesus says he is coming like a thief in the night, to steal his jewels, you. And for some important reason, he explicitly and emphatically is warning people not to miss this and to be looking for his return, not to be drunk, not to have a hangover even, but be sober. Point three, he's coming at an hour that you don't expect. In such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. Hear me. There has to be a reason he's so emphatic about you not missing this. I haven't figured that out yet. What happens if I'm not looking on that day? What does that mean? Maybe I'm changing the oil in my Mustang on that day. What does that mean? Why the dire warning? What did Paul say? Those who sleep, sleep at night. Those who get drunk, get drunk at night. Let us be children of the day. Number four, he's coming for his own. He's coming for his own. One day Jesus was asked, Lord, are there few that'll be saved? And he answered that question in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 13. He said, strive or agonize, agonizo, strive to enter in through the narrow gate or the straight gate. For many, I say to you, will strive, will seek to enter, and will not be able. Once the master of the house has risen up and shuts the door, just like the ark, when God shut the door on the ark. That's Genesis 7:16. Once the master of the house has risen up and shuts the door, and you begin to stand outside and knock at that door, saying, Lord, Lord, open for us. And he will answer and say to you, I do not know you, where you are from. Then you will begin to say, but we ate and drank in your presence. You taught in our streets. But he will say, I tell you, I do not know you, where you are from. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. Church, here's what God's saying to you today. Watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. And in another place, 24:44, therefore be ye also ready, for at such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. Watch and be ready. Watch and be ready. And yet in another place, Luke 21:36, watch ye therefore and pray always that you'd be accounted worthy to escape. All these things that'll come to pass and stand before the Son of Man. Watch and pray. The watch here is an imperative. I mean, how many times, church, do we have to read these warnings and imperatives? And don't respond to me that he's talking to someone else. He's talking to you. He's talking to the church. He says, watch and pray. Not pray once. Pray always, he says. Pray always you be counted worthy. That's not a prayer that I would think that I would need to pray often. Right? I mean, can you imagine every day praying you'd be counted worthy? You would just pray once for that, you would think, right? Worthy is to be saved. It's not the way Jesus tells it. He says, pray always. And what I say to you, I say to all. Here's the Esposito paraphrase. It's keep sharp. Always make sure all the junk in this world doesn't take away your focus. Hebrews 12:1 says, lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily beset us, and let us run with patience or endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Something inside of me tells me it's not going to be that easy at the end of the age. And I don't know why. It's just a feeling that I've got. Stay focused. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Stay on the cutting edge. That is, always repent of sin when he shows you sin in your life. And take heed that no man deceive you. Let's pray.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of God.